Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 26. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. First up, I just want to remind everybody, in case you didn't know by the influx of a game on your wishlist is on sale emails, the Steam sale for the summer is currently active and running until July 5th. So if you haven't gone in and checked out your wishlist to see what of your possibly future favorite games are for sale for, man, there's a better way to say all that. But yeah, go check out the summer Steam sale and see if your favorites are at a deep, deep discount. I know some of mine were. Speaking of which, I have been playing Darkest Dungeon again because I got all the DLC through the Steam summer sale, including the soundtrack, which I was like, what is the soundtrack like? And I checked it out. It's like, oh yeah, that's a soundtrack I could probably get behind. You know, it's a little doomy and gloomy, but there's also some solid riffs to it, so I look forward to listening to that. As for what else I've been playing for the Gamers Inn, I picked up the new DLC expansion for Splatoon 2, the Octo expansion. It's a single-player focused expansion where you play as an Octoling and you're stuck on the underground and there's a bunch of cool challenges for you to do. It's kind of like the main campaign, but offers some spins, includes new weapons that were added via DLC over the last year. So it's been interesting and actually kind of challenging, which is funny, because I know when Joss and I talked about the Splatoon main campaign, we were talking about how it felt very much like a glorified tutorial. And yes, for the most part, it was just to get you going and get you ready with all the base weapons. But this one certainly adds a couple of extra complex layers to it, so I've been enjoying it quite a bit. Never did finish the Splatoon 2 main campaign, so don't worry about having to do that first. This is sort of a side project. You don't need to finish anything before going into it. You just need to buy it, and it's about $20. Also going to be playing the Donkey Kong expansion for Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. I'm going to be playing that tonight, probably discussing it on the Gamers Inn next week just to give it a bit more time to play it a bit more. But I look forward to checking that out because I was in love with that game. Never did finish it, although I wish I had. I think I got about halfway through. Really loved it, just other stuff started to come out and got real busy. Not really sure what Jocelyn's playing, although I can pretty much guarantee it won't be Vampire. We kind of went over Vampire quite a bit last episode, and I know some folks may have been a little miffed by that. We both didn't really enjoy it, and I think as the conversation continued more and more, I realized that I didn't really enjoy that game as much as I would have hoped. But the story mechanics in Vampire, I do want to reiterate the positives of that game. The story is really cool. They do really cool things with characters and character mechanics. There's just some really flawed systems in there that if they all start to pile up and they turn a slight itch into some gnarly gashes. So I think it's certainly not for everyone. I know some people have really found the love in that game, so if you are interested, certainly check it out. It is not on sale on the Steam Summer Sale. I wouldn't expect to see any discount until later on in the summer. But yeah, I'm not really sure what else Jocelyn is playing. It's been a quiet week in terms of releases. Super Mario Tennis came out last week, as I suggested. I'm not picking that one up, but kudos to those who have. I just, you know, I'm not really into the sports games very much anymore, even the Mario variety. As for Summoner's Call, Intelligent Systems has tripled the amount of summer banners going on, with both of last year's returning for a month. Grand Conquest returns, so we'll talk a bit about that. But honestly, it's probably just going to be focusing on the new Legendary Hero, which should get announced tonight. So who do you think it will be? As for upcoming events, this one already happened, but The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit is out now and serves as sort of a free demo experience for Life is Strange 2. I don't honestly know if they connect in any way, and it sounds like it's about a two-hour experience, but it's completely free, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam, so go check that out. Also releasing this week on Friday, June 29th, is The Crew 2, Ubisoft's open-world car-based game, and I think they've added like a bunch of other things like boats and planes and tigers, oh my. So you can check that out this Friday over on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I think actually if you purchase the Ultimate version, you can start playing now. So you can check that out if you're super duper interested. That's going to do it for this Patreon mini. A new Gamer's In will record live this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/thegamersin. So look forward to that. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Speaking of which, I wanted to talk a bit about the Discord. It's still there, don't worry, nothing's changing. And the people who do engage on the Discord on a regular basis are super awesome, and I really appreciate everybody's, you know, positivity and welcomingness, to open to welcome new folks. And to those who haven't checked out the Discord, I do want to just, you know, there isn't a standard rule set applied to the Discord that is visible for people to check out. But I think most of us know this is supposed to be a positive environment. And we had, you know, what I would consider a couple trolls come in and start throwing and flipping some tables. And yeah, that's not cool. And I appreciate those who spoke up to them and tried to remind them that this is a positive space. And we try to have constructive conversations. And it's no regular person who did anything wrong. I think everybody who is normally in the Discord did a fantastic job of keeping the peace. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a regular or a newcomer, that's what we try to uphold here, is just a positive environment where everyone gets along. And yeah, but if you come across any issues in the Discord, don't be afraid to message Jocelyn or I. We're happy to step in and try to solve some issues. It was just a small occurrence, honestly. Kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't see it coming. I kind of always saw our Discord as being a small but tight-knit community that kept positive, and it just, I don't know where these folks came from, but yeah, shit happens though. So it was solved, and I just wanted to reiterate that for those folks, that this is a positive space, and we aim to keep it that way. So thank you so much for contributing to that. All right, that's gonna do it. Thanks for listening, and have a fantastic week.